When the decision was made several weeks ago, the unit was down to only one scientist that could perform handwriting analysis. GBI spokesperson Sherry Lang says that was problematic because to meet quality standards, each case file and report had to be reviewed by another scientist.
And just the amount of time that it would take to recruit, hire, and train would be a long period of time, at least 2 years. And we decided that we would prefer to use our resources in another part of the lab with a higher priority like trace evidence or DNA.
Lang says if the service is needed in the future, it plans to contract with private vendors. The unit hadn't provided handwriting analysis since last May. That's when it was suspended, after not meeting requirements on a handwriting comparison proficiency test given by the crime lab's accrediting body. The GBI says the shutdown comes as a number of other state and local crime laboratories throughout the country have decided to stop offering the service. Michelle Worth, WABE News.